pwede nyo bang ipaliwanag sa amin kung ano ang pagiging isang missionary?
Yung pagiging isang missionary, hindi siya madali kasi sa simbahan namin, pag nag-serve ka ng full-time missionary, 18 months for the girls and 2 years for boys. So for us, 18 months, kailangan mong kalimutan, isi-set aside mo yung mga bagay na kung ano yung hilig mo. Halimbawa, Facebook, kakalimutan mo yan sa 18 months para makapag-focus ka na mag-serve ka kay Heavenly Father and kay Jesus Christ. Being full-time missionary, sobrang mahirap, pero ito yung best 18 months for our lives dahil sobrang masaya siya na matututo ka kung paano maging independent, maging mabuting tao, kahit hindi tayo perfecto, maging malapit sa Diyos. As yung testimony mo talaga na makikilala mo yung Diyos kung gaano kanya kamahal.
Being a missionary is being a servant of the Lord. It's something that we do, you know, as children of God to serve those around us. Just like what Jesus Christ did when he was here on earth. In our church, what we did was we applied for this, and this is a voluntary job. You know, we don't get paid, but we are so happy to serve people and to serve God. And missionary life is great. It's just very simple. It's just serving God, serving people, loving everyone, helping those around us to get to know who really God is and, you know, what is his role in our lives and also Jesus Christ. And so we love being a missionary.
Unang mga araw nyo dito, gaano naging kahirap?
For myself, hindi naman masyadong mahirap. Yung culture, ayos lang. You know, people here are very nice.
Yeah, the beer in Australia is so different in the Philippines. And when I first came here, I was like a newborn baby because I wasn't good in English. And nandun ako sa Canberra noon, sobrang lamig, sobrang namimiss mo yung pamilya mo. Dahil hindi kami pwedeng tumawag araw-araw sa pamilya namin. Tapos yun, yung hirap na yun, lahat-lahat, nakatulong sa akin, sa aming lahat, yung Diyos. Tinulungan kaming maging malapit sa Kanya, makilala siya ng lubusan kung gano'n niya tayo kamahal. And I guess yung pagiging mahirap na mararanasan mo sa buhay, hinahanda ka lang para sa future. Kasi lahat naman tayo magiging magulang, para yung mga hirap na nalagpasan natin, pag nagkaroon tayo ng problema uli, malalagpasan na natin yun. Kasi alam natin kung paano i-handle yung situation. Dahil andyan si Heavenly Father at si Jesus Christ para sa atin.
Pinakamalaking pagsubok na kinaharap nyo dito na sa palagay nyo hindi kayo iniwan ng Diyos?
There's a lot of things actually. The main thing is when people reject us. And so like, well, when I first came out on my mission, I've expected, you know, people that they will listen. But you know, people rejected us many times. We would knock on their doors talking about the gospel, Jesus Christ. And, you know, most of them would be like, go away, we don't want this. We don't want God, we don't want religion, but over time we got used to it. Like, you know, we just trusted in God, we prayed a lot. When we say that we have faith, we really put in our hearts, you know, Jesus Christ and what he did. You know, we just accept what people do.
Ano ang nagustuhan niyong kultura sa Australia at sa mga mamamayan dito? Hindi ba kayo nahirapan sa pakikitungo sa kanila?
Actually not, kasi yon, mababait naman yung mga Australian eh. Mababait talaga sila. Yung pag nag-hi ka sa kanila sa daan, nasabihin din nila, hi, how are you? Hindi siya weird sa kanila. Open silang tanggapin yung mga missionary. Yun nga lang, hindi sila, sabihin nila, totoo sila sa sarili nila na hindi sila interesado. Yung mga nagustuhan ko sa Australia, honest sila. Tapos yun, masayahin din naman sila. At yun, gusto ng mga Australia yung mga Pilipino. Masaya ako na yung Australia, sabi nila sa mga Pilipino, humble daw, tapos magaganda.
Meron ba kayong maibabahaging kwento ng isang Australianong nabigyan nyo ng inspirasyon upang baguhin ang kanyang buhay?
Actually, dalawa po kami ng companion ko sa taga-Sutherland po siya dito sa Australia. And he was working. How we met him was through his wife. His wife is a member of our church, but he's not. And so when we first taught him, he was like, I'm not really interested to learn. No, I've got my own stuff and I don't think that I need, you know, God right now. But on our next visit, you know, we invited him to come to church and fortunately he did. And so he just felt the spirit there. You know, he just told us that it was good for him. And so when we taught him again, the next lessons we have, and he was feeling more of the spirit and he's feeling that God is really there, that he is true. So he started to stop drinking. It just changed his life.
Ano sa tingin nyo ang ipinakita ng Diyos sa inyo sa pagiging isang servant?
Unang una, yung pagmamahal niya. And he is very aware of his missionaries. And that's one of my strong testimony why I'm still here on my mission. I guess he doesn't really show himself to us, but he uses other people, instruments to help us be comforted, to feel peace, you know, even though we feel that life is hard, you know, the work is hard, you know, things are for our own good. It's for our experience. And that's where we would know that we will grow in this life and how we can cope with the things that are happening. And so I would say that God has always been in my life because of the other people around me. Because they love me and they've become good example. Their advices they've given me, it helped me to feel of God's love. Because when I pray, I don't really know how, you know, to sometimes to recognize his answers, but no, it will get there. And that he's very understandable, very loving person, even though I haven't really seen him. And that's where faith comes in. And we believe in something that we don't see, but it is there. It is true.
Para sa mga kabataan, paano kaya nila mababago ang kanilang lifestyle upang mapalapit sa Diyos at makatulong sa mga nangangailangan?
Para sa mga kabataan na katulad ko, nakatulad namin ni Sister Macrobenta, nung naging missionary kami dito sa Australia, nakita namin yung buhay ng iba't ibang kultura, iba't ibang mga kabataan. Nakita namin yung kung ano ba talaga yung nasa mundo. Katulad ng mga kabataan na naliligaw ng landas, gumagawa ng mabuti, ng tama. Kasi alam ko na si Heavenly Father binigay niya sa atin yung choice para pumili kung ano yung gusto natin sa sarili natin. Pero alam ko sa mga bawat desisyon na ginagawa natin, matututo tayo para maging mas malapit sa Diyos. Pag nagkamali tayo, magdasal tayo, mag-ask ng forgiveness kay Heavenly Father. Alam ko na mahal niya tayo kasi anak niya tayong lahat. Napapatawarin niya tayo sa mga kasalanan natin. Pag nagkamali, huwag kayong matakot. Kasi alam naman niyang magkakamali tayo. Kasi hindi tayo perfecto. Only God and Jesus Christ are perfect. Magdasal palagi, lalo sa oras na oras na pangangailangan, pag nagkakamali ka. Pag malungkot ka, may sakit, may problema, andyan palagi si Heavenly Father at Jesus Christ sa tabi natin. At alam ko na mahalagang maging isang mabuting tao kasi yung buhay maigsi lang. Andito tayo para mag-prepare, haharap tayo sa Diyos. At sobrang masaya talaga sa pakiramdam. Katulad nga sinasabi sa scriptures that wickedness never was unhappiness. So, pag naging mabuting tao tayo, sobrang masarap sa pakiramdam. Lalo yung makakatulong sa ibang tao, di ba? Charity never faileth. Ayun yung mahalaga. Na ituring mo silang kapatid mo, kung gano'n mo kamahal yung pamilya mo, yung Diyos, pag tinuring mo ibang tao ng ganun, maglilingkod ka sa kanila ng buong puso.
Huling tanong, ilang buwan na lang mula ngayon babalik kayo ng Pilipinas. Paano kayo binago ng karanasang ito?
Siguro yung sobrang dami kong natutunan. Sobrang dami ng taong nakaharap ko, iba-ibang lahi. Natutunan ko siguro yung kung paano kong magpakumbaba. Na kahit hindi ako perfecto, nakalimutan mo yung sarili mo kasi pag nasa mission ka, hindi ito tungkol sa'yo. Tungkol to sa ibang tao, tungkol sa Diyos kasi oras ni Heavenly Father to. Na matututo ka kung paano magbigay, na magpakumbaba. Yun lagi yung advice sa akin ng bishop ko bago ako pumunta ng mission. Magpakumbaba ka palagi, kahit hindi mo kasalanan, hindi ka bawasan sa pagkatao mo yun. Ang mas mahalaga na yung totoo talaga sa puso mo na naglilingkod ka sa tao, na hindi lang nandito ka kasi missionary ka. Nandito ka kasi totoo talaga na mahal mo sila, na gusto mo talang tulungan. At ayun, yung pag-uwi ko, yung gusto kong i-apply yung mga natutunan ko sa mission. Kung paano maging mabuting tao, mapagbigay sa kapwa, mahalin yung kapwa mo, na huwag mo intindihin yung mga sasabihin ng ibang tao. Kasi si Heavenly Father, alam niya kung ano yung nasa puso at isip mo. Yun lang, yung maging confident ka kung paano puro kabutihan yung gagawin mo. At maging patuloy na maging matatag, huwag sumuko sa mga problema, huwag takasan yung mga problema mo sa buhay.
May isang buwan pa ako bago kumuwi ng Pilipinas. Marami akong natulungan na tao. Yung hindi po madali kapag natuturo ka ng isang tao, tsaka in English pa. I've developed communication skills. Kasi sa amin, very shy ako. Hindi ako lumalabas ng bahay. But I've really learned a lot. Hindi lang nakapag-serve ako sa ibang tao, kundi na natulungan ko din sarili ko na mag-grow, na maging stronger person. And I guess maging mas mabuting tao. Katulad ni Jesus Christ, in his experience, even though people rejected him, they knew that he was a savior, he still loved them. He still did all that he can to, you know, to help them, especially for those people who had faith in him. You know, they got healed because they had faith. Now it's still applicable in our lives. And I think that's one of the things that I've learned, you know, having faith and trusting in him, because life is, yeah, it's not easy. Kahit marami kang pera dyan, kapag wala ka namang pagmamahal sa kapwa mo, and to yourself and to God, it will be useless.